Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady
Gang. That was excellent levels.
Oh, wow. My God.
No, because I'm so sick of people being like, I can't hear Becca at the beginning. Well, we're also like putting an intro is coming out.
Also, Becca's same thing every time. I'm saying hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie.
Do they say they can't hear her just in the beginning?
I don't know. I don't know what I listened to it in the car. I listened to it while I was cleaning. I like gave myself a whole notes. I just want the sound to be perfect, and it's really hard for it to be perfect.
I do speak in a very monotone voice, so it's
sometimes
probably much
it's hard
harder.
To pick
maybe
up
they
a
actually
bit.
Fall asleep while they're listening to you. Because
hopefully,
they're like, "Good night, good night, good night." Yeah. It's the
good
Lady
night.
Gang.
All right, we have a quickie. Do you have an inspirational?
I sure
quote?
Do.
Oh, I can't wait.
But I just want to say, my Pinterest. Oh, like, God. I know it's been a minute since Pinterest was hot. Your Pinterests are amazing.
I still use it, but only for myself.
I know.
It's
I use it
to
for
keep
myself.
Organized.
I use it for myself too. But my Pinterest over the holidays and stuff, it's like 2019 is back. I have hot tub yard goals, like for my yard. I have my inspiration, camera flash, which is like all my looks for the red carpet. Like inspiration. Okay. Anyway, here we go.
I know you're shocked to know that I do not use Pinterest.
I'm shocked.
The best thing for Pinterest is like home decor, for sure.
So lovely.
And I guess inspirational quotes.
Totally. Here we go. Are you ready? Our fears reveal what we care about the most.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Cool.
Most of my fear
surrounds so deep.
Money, and that is definitely what I care about most.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of my nightmares are definitely about, like, professional failures.
Yeah.
When you dream, do you have the dream of, like, where you can't find the papers or you can't find the costume?
Yes. I have.
My reoccurring fear dream is, like, I'm about to go on stage. I can't find the notes. I can't find the costume. I can't find the hole I'm supposed to dig. Like,
yes.
I still have, like, the recurring dreams of being in high school and showing up to a class. No, it's, like, showing up to a final and I have never been to a single class.
Yeah.
Or showing up and not having my homework or not having studied.
Oh, this is so interesting.
Mm-hmm. I hate talking about dreams. I will not talk about it. I take that back immediately.
Aha, I got you into a hole.
No,
now let's all talk about our dreams and feelings.
No, mine's always struggling to get ready, but I keep fucking it up and missing a step, and it's like always another step.
Like to physically get ready?
To physically get ready for something.
I wonder what that is in our brain.
I
wonder
if
that's the release mechanism.
I am interested in like
– excuse me.
Like collective things that everybody dreams about, like your teeth falling out or you being in the backseat of a car without a driver, like those kind of
things. I've never dreamed about that.
You haven't?
No.
It has to be something that you're like life's out of control.
Yeah.
You know?
Weird.
Okay. Cool. We're not going to talk about our dreams the whole time because it's our birthday week. When we come back, happy birthday us.
Gross.
Except for me.
The Lady Gang.
We're back.
You use the term that I hate the most.
What?
Birthday week.
Wait a second. I'm confused. Is this episode a birthday because your birthdays are coming up or is this our birthday?
Yeah, mine's on the 28th.
And mine is the 18th.
It's because of the Lady Gang birthday.
No.
It's
your Becca and Kelty's birthday.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Don't worry. We will do yours in May.
I don't want one. Okay. But thank you.
I didn't want this.
I don't know what we're going to talk about for 20 minutes.
Listen, I have a plan. Oh, my God.
Tell me.
It's like so little belief in me at this point.
I know.
First of all, I wanted to know if you had any, like, goals, thoughts about this coming year of your age. Okay.
Not look worse.
I just
need to maintain.
You look better every year.
Okay. This is not true, but thank you.
But it is crazy. I will say, I was watching the other day a GIF.
Yeah.
It's a GIF.
GIF of you. Uh-huh. And it was from when we did our presentation for the E! Show.
Uh-huh.
And your hair was like longer. Mm-hmm. You had a long lob. And it was like more caramelly than it was like bleach blonde. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, Becca looks different.
Yeah.
Like, you don't look older.
I'm a chameleon.
But it was like, you were different. You were different. You know what I mean?
Way different.
You were, and I thought you were so blonde then. And you were like not even on a level.
You're lucky that you, not that you're lucky, but it is rarer for a person that's not like a teenager to look good with as light of hair as you do. And you look really good with like bleachy
Except
hair.
Except my roots are so bad right now.
But you have to, I feel like you have to have roots. When you're like,
if you don't have roots, then it's like you went and you got like the
Yolanda Foster.
Yeah.
It's like what nobody's... my hair looked like when I was 15.
Yeah.
Or you went and got like the Frosting Tip from the drugstore and you pulled it through the cap. And
I loved doing that.
All the pieces were the same color of highlighter blonde.
I love when guys bleached their hair like that.
Oh my God.
So good.
Like the Mark McGrath.
So good.
So good.
What are you expecting in this year of your life?
This is the first year in 30s that I'm like a little bummed about my age.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't really let it bother me. I also know that it takes like 12 years to be an overnight sensation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like overnight sensation life was not going to happen for me at 21. I just started this new career as a host, you know? So I got to work, but it's like...
Do you just feel like that you wish you were farther than you are?
Kind of. I look around and I'm like, oh, well, these other people that are like nearing 40 in entertainment are like at this point in their careers. And I'm still like.
But you did start off later than most people did.
That's true.
But also, what people?
Well, I don't know. Like Kat Dealy, Juliana Rancic.
But like, what are they doing that you're not?
It's true.
Thank you.
I mean, they have lines on HSN.
Okay, well, that's it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It just looks...
You have a whole separate career, too.
I know. The grass looks greener.
You have two
greener.
Careers.
The grass looks
it
greener.
It does, for sure.
And also because I've never, like, really leaned... I know that I'm a dick, but I've never leaned into, like, the I'm a star accoutrements.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go on the red carpet with 15 people. Like, I don't...
Right.
Like, and some hosts do. I don't have, like, an entourage of, like, 15 people. I sometimes get my own lunch. Like, I'll go drive myself somewhere. Like, there's a lot of people in this business that, like, don't do that. So I think from the outside looking in, they are, like, a farther ahead. But...
No, they're just dumber with their money.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't
and
they
I'm just,
paying
like,
for
saving,
these things?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just,
no,
like,
you're just
saving
being
my
smart.
Dollars. Yeah. Anyway, but it feels weird to be, like, so... Like, I'm not so – I'm 37, so
but
I'm, like,
wait,
so close to 40, but it's,
how,
like
– aren't you still way younger than those people?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, aren't they in their 40s?
Yeah, I'm young.
Yeah, you – so
– No, I know. I'm just saying. It's our birthday episode. I thought I'd talk about birthdays.
You can't compare yourself to
no.
other people.
Yeah, also, you know, you don't know what the hell's going on in their heads. You know that.
No, I know.
Everybody else is, like, falling apart as well.
No, I'm not Okay, but I'm not.
Everybody,
don't put words in my mouth. I'm not falling apart. I'm the best I've ever been. I'm the best I've ever been. So.
Everyone's a f***ing mess, Kelty.
No, I know, except me. No. But anyway, okay, so I wanted to talk about birthday parties as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember your first birthday party, or what's your first birthday party memory?
I honestly don't know if I've ever had, like, an actual birthday party.
There's no
you
way.
You were the only child.
May did not throw you a birthday party. You're so full of
you're
shit.
You're going to need
call
to
May right
call
now.
Call May. Call her right now and be like, did I have birthday parties? And she's going to be like, do you have a butthole? Like,
I also I don't remember a lot of my childhood for some reason.
Yeah.
But, well, like, as – once I – like, maybe I had them when I was, like, a kid, but once I could start deciding if I wanted to have them.
Yeah. You didn't?
As an older kid. No, I've never liked birthday parties. I've
at
never
what
liked
age
the attention.
Did that happen?
Probably when I was, like, 11. Like, maybe, like,
oh, like
junior
fifth
high.
Grade?
Yeah. Mm. I've never liked the attention of it. Like, it always has felt bullshitty and weird to me.
Do you like it when you're at work and they're like, oh, it's Jack's birthday, and they bring out a birthday cake and everyone
at work?
I don't allow them to do that here. at ET.
I
the last 3 years, I'm like, do not do that cake where we all stand on stage and you sing Happy Birthday to Me. And I do a speech about how much I love you. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
You do a speech?
Every time people are like, the first year they did it for me, I was on The Insider and it was my first award season. And I was like on the verge. You guys know like when I get on that mental breakdown and like cry all the time. And they were like, Happy Birthday. And they brought me the cake. And then they all looked at me like, say something. And I just went, I'm so tired. And I just started crying.
Oh my God.
Wait, that is literally out of a movie.
Oh my God. All I could muster was,
so no, you know what that is? That's like the Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, I'm so scared.
You're very Jesse Spanish.
I am. You are. You really are.
I am.
Oh my God.
Anyway, do you remember your first birthday party? Queen Becca, Princess Becca of the South?
Yeah.
Princess Becca of the South.
I think that I had like maybe like Ariel come or something. I really enjoyed.
God, you're so young. You could have like a costume character that was like before my time.
Yeah, I had that. Or maybe, I don't remember. Or I dressed up as Pocahontas one year. Not politically correct anymore.
Can't do that anymore.
Can't do that anymore.
Because I loved Peter Pan.
Your Pocahontas birthday party is over.
If those pictures resurfaced, I'd be out of Hollywood. Yeah, I don't really remember anything. I did like a bowling birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. I could do a bowling birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked activities because it would take away.
Yeah, the attention from yourself.
Yeah.
It's too. So odd.
I remember my first birthday party because it's when I fell in love with my best friend, Katie. Everyone was in my basement and we had balloons, no helium, and we were playing balloon volleyball, boys and girls. First grade birthday party. And then we went into the laundry room with a lino.
What?
You know, lino.
No.
Do you remember, like, how there were some houses, like if you couldn't get tile or carpet,
and linoleum? It was just
linoleum, the lino.
Canadians come up with the weirdest nicknames that are unnecessary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love when you do it too, and you like you say it like with conviction, like we're like, gonna know what you're talking about.
Lino.
We went on to the lino because linoleum. It was in the linoleum because it was in the laundry room, and we each got like our own paper plates and then white glue, and we made a craft, and it was snowmen.
Oh,
you know, with the cotton balls.
Yeah. Cool.
So cute, right?
It's January birthday. Yeah.
January birthday.
I hated having a winter birthday.
It sucked.
I could never have a pool party.
Never.
Did you hate that it was so close to Christmas?
Yeah, that too. You're like, but it was convenient as I got older because whatever I didn't get from Santa, I would get on my birthday.
I think it's better to have a birthday after Christmas than before.
Way better.
100%. Or they just forget about it altogether and then they just smush them together.
Yes. And on Boxing Day, I was at Target with Chris and we went by the book section and I pointed out the Joanna Gaines new book, Homebody. And I was like, that's what I want for my birthday. And it was on sale and he bought it with me at that moment on sale on Boxing Day. And now I know what I'm getting for my birthday.
Wow.
And I took it home and I put it on the bookshelf and I didn't even open it. I'm waiting till my birthday.
For real?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Is it wrapped? Or you just put it on there?
Chris will wrap it like the night before.
Oh, for real?
I don't know.
I don't think Zach's... Oh, no. The first year we started dating, he wrapped my presents. Never again.
Not Christmas either?
We don't really do.
No. When was your first... like boy girl birthday party where you're like we're all watching a movie and eating popcorn in the basement but you're making out
getting fingered?
Yes. Oh well, okay.
Oh, getting fingered
right away.
When?
Becca took it to boys in high school?
Yeah, but like when was your first
boy girl party? Fingered in high school?
Oh, maybe I did, but I didn't have my first kiss until I was 16. I was a late bloomer.
Right, okay.
I did things that probably at the timing kids should do things.
You were like dry humping at 25.
Yeah. At the time that you should be dry humping.
Yeah, right.
The proper dry humping sequence.
Here's the thing, guys. Actually, this brings me to, this has nothing to do with birthdays, but I'm going to make an observation.
Oh.
I don't want people to get upset.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
People are going to get upset.
But they're going to get upset.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, a lot of people are not having sex until marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But now people are getting married so much older,
mm-hmm.
which means you're having sex for the first time in your
30s. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I had the greatest time. I was so horny when I was in my teens and 20s. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when sex is the best.
Yes.
That's when your basement floods and you can't even – not
can't
even
turn
a
it off.
Sham wow can pick up what you let out.
But here's the thing. Do you think if people that are waiting now have so much, like,
no,
pent up –
your sex drive
– But women's sex drives, I think, hit their peak in their late
30s. They're supposed to. That's what
bullshit.
They say.
It is so
like,
bullshit.
According to quote-unquote science.
I think if we lived in the wild, maybe. That would happen. But we have all these toxic chemicals, all the birth controls, yeah, all the parabens and our makeup.
Yeah, we're
your vagina will never be as moist as it was in your teens and 20s.
Listen, that's true.
And also, sex was such a big deal, and you had to, like, do it at your parents' house or whatever it was. So, like, there was so much dry humping in the time off. And the dry humping, like, got you there.
And also, like... You're
I think we should have a dry hump February where we don't have sex at all with our husbands and we only dry hump.
No.
Do you want to try it? Do you want to have dry hump February?
I'll do it.
Let's do it.
I'm not.
You would do it.
There's no.
Come on. Dry hump
what?
And French.
No,
dry hump.
That is worse.
No. Dry hump and French kiss February.
No. Gross.
See, lady like gang, that. It's happening.
But I can do that because I'm in like a new relationship. So it's like a fun thing that leads to sex.
No, there's no sex. You'd have cut it off before the sex.
But it will still be fun for me because it's still, like, exciting.
Like, one time I read this book and it was like, if you want to get the passion back in your relationship, like, French kiss for 2 minutes straight. And then I was like, let me try it. And then I was like,
you'd be doing that looking at your watch.
Tick, tock. You don't want to get in on dry hump French kiss February?
No.
Dry hump French kiss February.
No.
Sounds so fun.
It sounds awful.
Jack, are you in?
I'll do it.
Okay, but you cannot have sex all of February. You can only kiss and dry hump.
That's not fair. I'm going on vacation in February.
Yeah, she has to put out.
Okay, but at least 30 minutes of dry humping and kissing
30
first.
Minutes?
Is that too much?
We're going to be chafing underneath our pants.
Yeah.
5 minutes of dry humping and kissing before you have penetration.
I feel like I could not take myself seriously dry humping at this age.
But that's why.
Are you considering a dry hump like a literal hump? Or, like, kind of, like, fooling around, like, you know.
Smushing.
Smushing
it's
against each other.
Your clitoral stimulation is happening.
Like, it's like
doing,
when.
You're actually doing, like, a sex movement.
Not an in and out, because that will hurt. It's a roll. You roll over the penis.
Yeah.
The penis is hard in the pant, and you're like a fire.
I'm not going to be, like, rubbing. But, like, I, like, if you, like, if you're fooling around with your clothes on before you, like, end up hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that considered?
Like, you
got to
reach down and rub it a little with your hand.
Like, over the jean?
Over the jean.
I just learned how to give a hand job, like, on an actual penis, by the way. It just made me think of that.
Who taught you?
Jared.
He taught you?
Yeah. I'm like show me with my own hand so I know how to do it.
No.
Yeah.
Was it anything like Kat Graham taught us on the podcast?
But like, I think all guys are different
They're
with
all
what
different.
They like. Uh-huh. But like, no.
Okay, so back to...
So anyway, sorry, I just thought of that.
Dry hump French kiss February.
Okay, whatever.
Enjoy.
Okay.
You want to do it just because then you don't have to have sex.
That's not...
That seems like more work than sex. That's why I'm
rejecting. No, 2019, one of my manifests is to like have sex once a week. That's a lot.
Yeah, you should be doing that.
Yeah, you definitely should be doing that.
You don't have children, like, crawling in bed with you. Like, you should be
how
having
often
sex
do you have sex?
Twice a week. 2 to 3 times a week.
That's, no,
that's
still?
Good.
Yeah.
You always joke about having sex. I thought
well,
I wasn't
mean,
alone
not
in this.
It's blowing, guys. It's literally like brushing your teeth.
Yeah,
it's
transactional like, sex.
It's,
no, I fell off the wagon because I got really stressed out, and then I had, like, casts on.
Well, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm off.
Life gets in
and
the
then
way.
Chris had, like, a... Like, we're back, though. Chris
that's
got
good.
A... Chris got a promotion. Like, oh, we're,
feeling
on,
good.
We're back on
you're
fire.
Feeling
we're feeling sexual. I'm not drinking Diet Coke. I'm not bloated. Like, I got this. Okay. Last birthday question.
What?
What's the best themed birthday party you've ever been to?
Ugh, none. I hate a theme.
Ooh. Mm. Okay.
Didn't you have a themed graduation party? Or did you just wear a costume?
No, I just wore a cap and gown.
Oh.
Okay. So I have
theme
a good
there.
One. Okay. At my – I lived in Silver Lake a few years ago in this big house with, like, 6 girls. We called it the castle, and we always had themed parties. But there were always these themes that, like, didn't really go together. So my favorite party was cowboys, aliens, and Arrested Development themed.
Weird.
And I painted myself blue, like Tobias. Have you guys seen Arrested Development?
Mm-hmm.
Tobias is blue?
I blued myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it with acrylic paint, and it didn't come off for, like, 3 days.
Idiot.
And then my friend had sex with blue, painted blue as well. So it was a good day.
Oh, my God.
It's a good theme.
Oh, that's gross.
Sounds reckless.
Mm-hmm.
It was reckless. I was, like, 22 years old.
Okay.
What was yours?
I don't know that I've ever had, like, a, you know. I used to have, like, a, well, it was my birthday tradition to always watch the movie Girls Just Want to Have Fun with Sarah Jessica Parker and Helen Hunt, the dance mm-hmm. movie, mm-hmm. where they're auditioning to be the leads on dance TV every year. And I'd have a sleepover with like four girls and we'd play Girl Talk, the board game. Do you remember the board game?
Oh, wait, with yeah. the phone?
Girl Talk. You like spun it and then, I don't know. You
did it have the pink phone though?
Like
the
old, I don't know if there was like a phone, yeah. but that was just like, it didn't do anything. You picked up the cards yeah. and then it had like burning questions like, Nick wants to go on a date yeah, with you. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you say? Yeah. And you're like, well, I don't know. You want
to
dry hump
in
French?
Modern girl talk.
I know. Should we add that to our list?
Be like, Travis just ghosted you and you saw him with your best friend at Whole Foods. What do you do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, happy birthday to all the January birthdays from the Lady Gang. We know.
Shout out to the Capricorns
and Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. But mostly Capricorns.
The age of Aquarius.
You're not very much an Aquarius because Aquarius usually like attention.
I love attention.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But like socially.
Oh.
You know?
But of course not. That sounds terrible. Okay, anyway.
Only on Instagram.
We love you. Happy birthday, Becca. Happy birthday, Kelty.
Oh my God.
Someone so please go tired. On Wikipedia and change my birth year.
Seriously, take my age off Wikipedia.
I know, it's so f***ed up. And someone
Can
keeps adding my maiden name and I take it off and then
There's
they add it back.
Who added something f***ed up to your Wikipedia?
People add them all the time. She's like, she's a former stripper. And like, I'm like, really, guys?
I mean,
like,
you were in a show called Peep Show in Vegas where you only wore a thong.
She has a point. All right. So excited about dry hump and French kiss February.
Enjoy, everyone. I won't be.
We're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.
Bye. Hey, guys. Thanks so much for listening to The Lady Gang. And you can subscribe to our show if you loved it. And we have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday at Podcast One or wherever you listen to your podcast. Now, if you're interested in following us on social, we are at The Lady Gang. Our TV show is Lady Gang TV. And if you're really bored until March when our show comes back to your TV Sunday nights on the E! Channel. You can follow us personally at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek. You can head on over to our website, theladygang.com, and on there you'll see how to send us an Ask the Lady Gang question, how to sign up for our newsletter, and how to buy all the cute Lady Gang merch you see all your friends wearing. We're so happy you're here, and thank you for your support, and we will see you next Tuesday.